For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max 1 offer per account.
This is some basic characteristics that you kind of look for in just about any football player of any team, right? But you're really just seeing the competitive spirit of a lot of the guys we have. The guys, I mean, you throw in like Frankie Louvu's competitive spirit, you know, Bobby Wagner's professionalism, his consistency, his leadership. You know, I can go down the line, but I think there's so many different things that really go into that, and it's not a one size fits all. I don't think either. But the guys that are great competitors, that are great teammates, love football, and I think those are probably the three biggest factors that would go into it.
That is Adam Peters, GM of your Commanders. Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. Daniel, we've talked about what we want Washington to do. Let's talk about what they're going to do. Right now, this moment, what do you think their plan A is with the 29th pick?
I think they want to trade back desperately. I think that's like priority one. Now, you don't do it just to hear yourself make a phone call or to consummate a deal, whatever, right? You do it because you think it's going to help you the most. I think they look at this group of who they might be able to draft between 20 and 45, 20 and 50. It depends on, I'm just sort of making up nice round numbers. And they go, I'm making this up. Landon Jackson at 43 with an extra third is worth more to us than Ezeraku at 29. Whether you agree with that or not, I'm just saying, I think that's their perspective. I think they would rather have multiple shots at this thing because everybody in this range, I don't think they view as special. Now, that's not based on talking to them because they're very tight-lipped, but that's just sort of based on consensus with this draft. Who knows? I mean, eye of the beholder obviously matters so much. You can fall in love with prospects. And you heard about in one of Peters' answers, talking about how this, it's so collaborative and scouts are on these guys, and then you have guys with conviction. So it always happens kind of throughout that somebody might be stronger on somebody for one team than maybe somebody else. But to me, I think they want to trade back.
So I think they are very willing to trade back, and they'll be happy to do so. But I think they want to find their top pass rushing edge in this draft. I think their sincere hope is that their guy is there when they pick at 29. Now, who that guy is, I'm not very sure. I'd imagine it would be either Donovan Ezeraku from Boston College or maybe Mike Green from Marshall. Now, Mike Green from Marshall's probably not going to be there. At 6'3", 250, having led the FBS in sacks in 2024 with 17, I think he will be long gone by the time they're picking, maybe 10, 12, 14 picks earlier. He could hear his name called. Ezeraku, we just heard from Chad Reuter this hour. He's got mocked to Washington. I think he could be gone as well. 6'3", 248. Really rangy, you know, edge defender, guy who can be slippery, hard to get your hands on, has some speed coming around the edge, had a huge year with 16 and a half sacks this past season, very, very productive. I think maybe it's one of those two guys. Perhaps it's somebody like a Nick Skorton or a Shamar Stewart, but I think they have penciled in edge, and they're hoping one of those guys is there. You can't force it, though. If the right player's not there, you've got to move back. I think they'd be very content to do that. Do you think they'll actually be able to trade back? Because while we've disagreed on, at 29, how likely it is to get it done, I think it's actually a great spot to move back. The problem is they're not alone in wanting to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's a very real possibility that they don't find the dance partner because they'd have to take 80 or 90, maybe 95 cents on the dollar. And so they just stay put. The edge is gone. And now maybe the most likely possibility is you have to pivot and go, say, corner or another position. And a lot of the experts we keep having on are saying that corner spot with someone like Will Johnson from Michigan or Max Hairston from Kentucky, you know, that could actually be where the value is right there if you're just playing the board.
Uh-huh. Yeah, again, that's if seven or eight defensive ends go. It means,
or
it
even
means,
five, and it's four of the guys you really want.
Fair
wanted,
enough.
You
yeah,
know what
and,
I mean?
And you have a do not draft on Pierce. I'm just, again, I'm making that up.
Yeah,
right?
they have not really shown, according to reports, like as much interest in Pierce with the interviews and the things that they're doing as some of the other guys. Maybe that subterfuge, we don't know.
Right, exactly. I mean, again, they try to keep it close to the vest, unless they're at two and they're picking guys up from the airport and taking them to Topgolf. But everything else, I think if they, I don't think they'll be able to trade back. Well, I don't be able is the wrong word. I don't think they'll get the deal that they want to be able to trade back. I don't. Again, I don't think they're going to do it just to hear themselves do it. I don't see enough teams wanting and having the steamies to move up. I think that you'll get your standard call. I'll give you below value to move up four spots so we can get an extra first extra year for a first rounder on somebody, be it a tackle, an end, maybe a wide receiver slips or a corner or maybe Milrow, a quarterback, something like that. But to me, I think they're going to have to end up sticking there at 29 and letting the board come to them.
You know what's getting, I think, more likely, or at least maybe the chances aren't changing, but I'm becoming more open to it and expecting that it becomes a possibility the closer we get to the draft is safety. I don't necessarily believe that they have to add a starting safety because you have Quan Martin, who's an ascending young, terrific player, and they actually signed a projectable starting safety in free agency, so you might have two there. But after losing a really important player in Jeremy Chinn last year, it doesn't seem like there's going to be a lot of safeties off the board. So I don't know what that looks like, but let's say, you know, they really like Malachi Starks from Georgia or Kevin Winston from Penn State or, I don't know, Amenori maybe goes. But, you know, one of the safeties right at the top is sitting there staring them in the face and they have a first-round grade and they think he's the 12th player on their board. I could see a world where they possibly go safety. We will continue to talk draft here in a moment. I want to discuss, you know, earlier than Washington at 29, where the possible spots where those edges come off the board are. But also, next on Grant and Danny, the Nats are welcoming the Orioles to town. They're a little over an hour and 15 minutes away from first pitch over at Nationals Park. They're giving away James Wood bobbleheads. Going to be a great crowd at the ballpark tonight. Where are we at, State of the Union, on this rivalry between Baltimore and Washington with the Masson dispute resolving itself? You're listening to The Fan.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.